The first regular meeting of the Rio del City Council in the new year included a presentation by Wastewater Superintendent Rick Chicora on sewer inflow and infiltration smoke testing that was done last year. The testing is done to show areas where stormwater is getting into the sewer system, which then goes into the wastewater treatment plant and drives up the cost significantly. Hundreds of thousands of gallons of stormwater is flowing into the sewer system when it's raining. The majority of the problems identified were from broken or missing clean-out caps at people's homes. Some of the caps have been removed by the property owner to drain off standing water. Chicora summarized the findings of the testing.
If the city were to address the drainage issues on Bellevue Noble and 1st, 2nd, 3rd Avenues, homeowners could redirect standing water out to the street where it could get to storm drains rather than opening clean-out caps under their houses or in their yards, and allowing it to go into the sewer that way. This fix alone should probably take care of 50 to 75% of the storm inflow, and then reduce flows at the treatment plant as well.
The smoke test also identified areas where the lateral lines had been damaged, including people running fence posts through the sewer line. The remodeling work being done at the local church resulted in damage when they ran a parking barrier post through the sewer line. Property owners were told of issues that needed to be addressed, but there is no current plan to force repairs by the city. Additional smoke testing will be conducted in late summer. The council voted to approve some budget adjustments for fiscal year 2014-2015, which included an additional $31,718 for the sewer operations budget due to high electricity costs. The police department received an additional $21,231 to cover additional staffing and vehicle repair costs. The adjusted 2014-2015 budget now shows an ending balance in the general fund of $1,007,900. A presentation on the final budget report is expected at a future council meeting. City Manager Kyle Knopp then addressed the questions and concerns brought up at the last council meeting regarding the Proposition 218 process for the water rate hike. The rate hike was passed on December 1st by only a 25-vote margin. Approximately 650 protest vote envelopes had been received by the city, with 580 being the threshold to defeat the increase. Knopp stated that when the city realized they were receiving so many potential protests, the city decided to take the unusual step of mailing out protest vote withdrawal ballots to certain residents. A select number of protest vote envelopes that included a return address were designated for this targeted mailing to encourage the recipient to withdraw their protest. Knopp addressed the question of cost for the letters that were sent.
What was the total cost of sending the letter? Staff's estimate is of $507.19. Staff time, postage, and related expenses for the letter. Another question was who paid for the letter to be sent, and that would be the city. How many letters were sent? It was 214 letters.
According to Knopp, only 5 protest withdrawals were received back by the city, with only 3 of those counting officially. Knopp stated that no envelopes were opened before the official vote count began. However, it was evident at the last council meeting when this matter was first disclosed that some residents had little faith in the integrity of the process. The water rate hike was passed and went into effect in December, with January bills showing the higher totals. The full tally of ballots that shows whether or not a submitted protest vote was counted is available from the city or online at theriodeltimes.com. There will be a public hearing of the Planning Commission held on January 14th at 6:30 p.m. in City Hall, with the city considering an ordinance to either regulate or to ban all commercial medical marijuana grows and related businesses. Rio Del had received at least 5 inquiries into medical marijuana-related businesses after the recent town hall on the issue. Fortuna has already passed an ordinance banning these types of operations within the city. The full council packet and video of the meeting is available at theriodeltimes.com. The next city council meeting will be held on January 19th at 6:30 p.m. in City Hall. This has been Sharon Wolf reporting for KMUD Radio.